This is the queue at a food bank in West Berlin. Every Wednesday it provides the most needy people with enough supplies to get by. Christina Klar works here and says the last few years have been busier than ever.
Und da sind wir dann so bei 100, 120 Haushalten gewesen.
We were serving 100 to 120 households until the Ukraine war broke out. And now we're at 200. But we managed to get everyone who comes here a fruit and vegetable bag and meat, yogurt, vegetarian things, everything that we can collect.
At the root of the problem is inflation, persistently high for more than a year. In recent months, it has dropped, particularly in energy prices. But not so much for the cost of food, which is rising higher than overall inflation. And for people on a low or middle income, like Nilgun Erze, it's a real problem.
I work here at the Charité Hospital as a team leader, but still I'm not getting any pay rises or anything like that. I can't spend anything on myself, but of course I have to work to cover all my outgoings. You have to survive somehow.
The high cost of living is something governments recognize. In Germany, ministers have introduced a scheme to allow employers to give their workers a one-off tax-free bonus of up to 3,000 euros. While in Brussels, the EU institutions say companies with large profits do have the scope to help their workers.
Wage growth is set to fall short of inflation again this year, while a significant recovery of real wages is expected to take place next year. Corporate profit margins have been on the rise since 21, providing a potential buffer for the absorption of wage increases.
A central issue for many economists is how food prices can still be rising if inflation is slowing down. Is it because the food industry is itself still having to deal with high costs? Or that it's just trying to maximize its profit margins at the expense of the customer. But to most shoppers, those questions are academic. What matters most to them these days is just making ends meet. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Berlin.